In sales, there is only one marketing strategy that guarantees a return for our time and effort. It's IPAs. Welcome, my name is Todd Schaefer. I am the host of the System for IPAs podcast, where our goal is to think IPAs, log IPAs, watch our IPAs, and master IPAs.
Why?
Because you don't have any activity.
Yep. You're not doing the very thing that makes dreams come true. And in sales, there's only one thing. What is that? IPAs.
I was going to say effort, basically. You gotta...
Right. See, and that's what I'm talking about when I talked about the poker analogy. I know that I have it made when you, me, Brittany, Cindy, Tiffany, all speak the exact same language. There's only one thing that makes dreams come true in sales. And you said, effort. Now that can confuse somebody like Brittany, for example, who maybe if wasn't trained up in IPAs, would think, okay, so as long as I make an effort, which could be anything, then my dreams are going to come true. See my point?
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Let me try to give you an example and see if you guys agree with this. I found an old video of me doing my very, very first seminar ever in my life.
You did?
Man, was I good looking. And in that video, that's when I used to teach the number one secret to sales success is contacts.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted that video on my Facebook, and I went and did a gig, and a friend of mine was there. He's like, yeah, I saw your video. Contacts, you'll go contacts. Then this is what he said. He goes, our company feels the same thing, so we go out and try to find people that have a large pool of contacts. Did you hear what I just said?
Learn. Go out and find that person.
Their premise was, if you know a lot of people,
right,
you have a big pool of contacts.
Which isn't going to do you any good if you don't do anything like that.
Our definition of a contact was asking with the intent to do business.
Right.
Remember? But do you see the different interpretation there?
Yeah.
That's why I ultimately went away from this word contact to the word ask. You got to ask. And then we started to even define it precisely what an ask was. So my point, going back to the original one, is if you preach effort to the team, that's different than preaching IPAs. If we are left to our own interpretation of IPAs, that's different than understanding precisely what is an IPA. To build a system for IPAs, to unify the team around the same goals and objectives, to ensure everyone is doing things the same and as expected, which leads to greater accomplishment, success in your goals, and a more rewarding career for everyone. We must speak the exact same language. Everyone must understand and accept what defines an IPA.
If you need more IPAs, are struggling with IPAs, or simply want to improve your success when working your IPAs, I want to encourage you to follow these podcasts. Like, rate, and comment, and allow me to show you step by step how to master the activities that bring production. If you need a system for IPAs, you can visit us online at dynamicproduction.com. That's D-Y-N-A-M-I-C production.com, where you can get today's best system for day-to-day income producing activities, IPAs.